At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
We had a call to arms on where we should sit. We let it known a week out. Here's where we're going. We're going to Revolution Row. Meet us up there. We're taking over. They don't really have a Revolution Row here in Boston. And so I'm still looking for tickets, just like every other Knicks fan or every other basketball fan who's making this trip. And the conflict I'm having, Teague, is not how much to spend, because I've already kind of decided that.
Yes.
It's where do we want to be?
Interesting.
Do we want to be upper tank, dead center at the very top?
Oh, I mean, you know, you love that all 22 view.
I do. I love that.
That's how your Mets tickets are. That's
yeah.
It's how your Knicks tickets are. It's how your It's how your Nets tickets are. I mean, that's,
I gotta tell
that sounds like the spot to be.
But I'm also leaning towards the last row of the arena. And the reason why I'm leaning towards the last row of the arena is while Tommy. Excuse me. What was that?
Easy exit?
No, has nothing to do with that.
That's not what he's thinking.
I'm going to have something else going on during this game tonight. There's something else that's going to be going on in my lap.
You're watching for the sweep?
No, I'm watching on my tablet the Mets-Pirates game.
Yeah,
the sweep. I'm sorry. Yes.
Sweep of the Mets and the Pirates.
And so I don't know if I want Bostonians behind me looking over and seeing me watch a Met-Pirate game. Mm. I'm almost like, you know what? That's none of your business. So if I'm in the last row at the top of the arena, the only people that know we're watching Mets-Pirates is Tommy Lugauer and Paul Rosenberg, who made the trip with us.
Here's the problem. Here's the problem, though, Teague, for me, if we do the last row or the one at the
it's not
highest.
Good enough for you, Tommy? Tommy,
no.
Your voice won't be heard?
No. So obviously I'm in Nick gear.
Yes.
So anytime I have to go to the bathroom or I want to get a cold one, I'm going to have to walk up the steps and I'm going to basically be heckled. It's like reading my Twitter mentions, though, in person.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be catcalled every single time I have to go to the bathroom, where if I'm in the front row, I could just sneak out, go take a tinkle, and then come back and I don't have to be telling your mama jokes.
You know what that just convinced me of? I got to be in the last row.
Oh,
Tommy needs to be heckled, yes!
Hey, your jeans are skinny. Go back to New York. I should do a Boston accent. Go back to the yard.
Tommy.
I'm going to have my phone out for that one. I'm going to film every time you get heckled.
It's happening. It was like that in Philly last year. It was brutal.
I may join in with them. Just put on a fake Boston accent and be like, yeah!
And let me, a little inside baseball here. So Evan is wearing a, what would you say that is? Like a... almost a Boston Celtic color-ish. It's
No, that's not true. I'm wearing, I would say, a light blue.
Is it close flag to green? Is it close to green?
I don't think so. It's a light blue flag and anthem hoodie.
Okay.
I'm wearing jeans.
Uh-huh.
And I'm wearing very special socks.
You sure are.
Oh, you noticed my socks?
I noticed them before when you were fidgeting.
Are they, right? Are they leprechaun socks?
What do the socks say?
They are Nets socks. What the heck are you doing up here in Boston? The Knicks are one win away from the Eastern Conference Finals. Your team, I didn't want to bring it up, is picking eighth, and you're wearing Nets socks. Why?
So the Nets still in the league?
It's a great question. I'm glad you asked. I really believe in the rule, and we've talked about this on the air, that if you're going into a building in which your team isn't playing, you shouldn't wear the jersey of that team. You shouldn't wear the hat of that team. It's disrespectful. It's very douchey. Not a fan of that. But if you can wear it in a hiding way, you at least know you're showing pride for your team without it being in anyone's face. So me wearing net socks to me is completely acceptable because when I'm walking around, like right now I'm standing
the
up.
The hapless nets.
My jeans go down over my socks and you can't see them. Confirm that, Tommy.
I cannot see the socks right now when you're standing up.
The only way you can see the socks is when I get comfortable and I lift my leg up and I'm, you know, going crisscross applesauce and I'm getting comfy. But outside of that, you don't know I'm wearing net socks, just like you don't know the underwear I'm wearing.
If you're even wearing underwear, which you better be wearing underwear.
New York Jets green underwear, same thing. I'm showing pride for my team without putting in anybody's face.
Yeah. Green underwear or green Jets gym shorts, Evan?
It's
a designer shoe warehouse. We believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Jets. It's Jets gym show. What's the difference?
Because if it's green, it's Celtics.
Whatever. There's something protecting myself from the jeans. Is that not enough for you?
That's all that matters, ultimately.
Thank you.
When it comes down to it.
I appreciate that. Let's go to another person on their ride, heading on down, which is Ben in Livingston, New Jersey. Ben, how we feeling, baby?
What up, Ben?
We're feeling good. Evan, Tiki, what's going on, guys?
All's good.
What's up?
Yeah, I'm feeling good, and, you know, think about it. The Knicks are 5-0 on the road. In the playoffs, so clearly they thrive more on the road. They thrive off the adversity, and I see no reason why they're not going to close it out. I mean, I couldn't miss this game. I went down to Philly for the closeout game, and as great as it is to win at home, there really is nothing sweeter than winning a clinching playoff game on the road, and all the fans kind of look at each other, and it's like a brotherhood.
Nice. Ben, where are you at, Ben?
I splurged a little bit, so I'm in Section C about 8 rows from the Knicks bench.
Oh, my God! Nice. Are you kidding me right now?
Hey, you got an extra look ticket for Tommy? Yeah. You got an extra ticket for Tommy, Ben? I'm joking. I'm joking.
I definitely don't have a ticket for Evan. I know that one.
No, and trust me. You don't want to give that to me.
Hey,
well,
have a good
time, man. That is, listen. You got the money, go for it, baby. I'll tell you that right now.
Well, I mean, it's a closeout game against a rival. Why not? I mean, if you have the resources to do so, you might as well do it in spectacular fashion.
But here's the problem with that phone call. While I respect that that's what Ben is doing, Tommy is giving me the look that both of my sons give me every once in a while, which is, that's nice, Dad, but. That's nice, Dad, but. Tommy's looking at me like, why can't we be in Section C? Why can't we be right off the Knicks bench?
Tommy.
I'll give you 5,000 reasons why we're not.
Well, I don't want to touch that guy's money, but I was just about to ask you on the air, how much are those going for?
All right, so it's a great question. As of right now, I am on the... See, my advice is you can go to all the different apps, SeatGeek, StubHub. There's a lot of options. Ticketmaster is the official reseller. So what I like about that is when you buy the tickets, they're instantly... You get them instantly. You don't have to worry about it being transferred. Right now on the Ticketmaster app, if you want to sit 5 rows off the floor, it is $3,600 a ticket.
Wow.
Now, if you go back 2 more rows, it's $1,500 a ticket, which is crazy to me. Like, you're going to pay double the amount to be 2 rows closer? Come on.
But that's just their reseller, right?
You're right. That's what they're asking for.
Yes.
If you go back now, let's say about 15 rows, you can get it down to $850 a ticket, which, again,
is less than the get-in price at Madison Square Garden.
So even though it is very, very expensive, it is certainly a lot better than what they're charging over at MSG. And if you want to go last row, this actually, you know what? I may consider this. Tommy, if you throw some money in, instead of making it all Uncle Evan, we could sit here, $700 a ticket, dead center, about 20 rows off the court. That's a good seat.
When you because you know that was ambiguous. When you, how would you define some. Throw some money in?
What does some,
I hear that
what
and I go
mean?
$20. I threw you some money. That's all I had on me. You want 25, 50?
I think a couple of things would have to happen for us to sit in that seat. Number one, I feel horrible saying this, but Rosie would be out. Because I can't do three.
Yeah, you've been voted off the island.
You'd be voted off the island. We take care of you in the upper level with something, but Rosie. You're done with the good seats.
You're just a chauffeur, Rosie.
Yeah. Tiki, what do you think would be a good amount of money for Tommy to throw in for me to say, all right, I'm going to buy $750 per ticket seats? Mm-hmm.
At least $150.
Damage.
That's not getting it done, Tiki.
Maybe $200. I know what Tommy is willing to spend. I'm calculating this, giving Tommy's mindset on what he would spend.
So, how much, Tommy, would you be willing to throw in to improve your seats? If you know off the top, I'm getting us in the building, likely upper level, and anything extra you throw in could enhance the ticket. How much more would you be willing to throw in? That's a great question.
It
right?
is a great question.
Thank you.
Okay, so this is my follow-up question. We are obviously right now currently at WEEI. We thank them for hosting us. We are about a half hour, 20-minute drive from getting over there.
Mm-hmm.
Is everything else covered? Do I have to reach into my pocket for anything else tonight? Like, is the ticket the only thing I'm spending money on?
Yeah, I think if, in that case, I would cut off the beer and the food. I'll take care of myself.
Yeah, or like an Uber or whatever we're going to, I don't know what
Uber?
I don't know what the, bro, your car right now is where?
My
in
car.
Southie? Like, where is your car right now?
Tommy's got all the Boston lingo now.
Yeah,
in Connecticut? I don't know where this guy parked.
My car.
He's not parked here.
My car is inside TD Bank Garden. Like, I'm not even kidding you. Like, I literally went to the lot that's connected to the arena / train station, and I stuck it right inside. And I'm there.
Wow.
And so when this game... That's well, yes, I dropped a few dollars for this spot. Yes.
That's
once
not what
I get
talking about, but no, it's okay.
You guys are something else. So I'm in the building. I'm in. My car's already set to go.
So how are you getting to the stadium? Uber?
I'm Ubering.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to Uber on over there. How much you want to throw in? If the answer is nothing, fine. We'll sit upstairs. That's okay. That's what a lot of people on their road are doing right now. They're not like our last caller, high spending, dropping a few grand to sit 8 rows off the floor.
I mean, at least 2.
Please do.
I would throw in $100.
You throwing $100,
and that's pushing it.
I overbid,
and that's pushing it. That's pushing it. I'm gonna have to move some things around, you know, some decimal points. But $100, I would do. I'm cool with sitting in the upper tank, bro. I am. If I get freebies and I'm sitting behind, you know, Ben Stiller, that's cool. Ben, if you're listening, maybe you can hook me up here. But other than that, I'm cool with whatever you want to do. Plus, there would be a part of me that would say, you know, I'm taken out of like Spence and Jets college fund here, even though I know this is Nick blood money probably that's being spent there, based on you selling your season tickets or emotional hedging. I would feel a little guilty you dropping whatever. It's $3,000.
Very nice
for
of you.
$100. I got you.
Very nice of you. I'll continue to monitor the market, not just for ourselves, but for anyone in the audience who is on their way up to Boston. We'll come back and get back to your phone calls at 888-808.
I stuck it right inside.
Is that what you guys are referring to? I stuck it right inside. Boy, I tell you, I work with a bunch of degenerates. That's what it comes down to. Bunch of children.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.